Oh, how she wishes it was different. She prays to God most every night. And though she swears he doesn't listen, there's still a hope in her he might. She says, I pray, but my prayers, they fall on deaf ears. Am I supposed to take it on myself to get out of this place? These song lyrics give voice to a raw emotion, an emotion many of us have felt. Does God even hear my prayers? Does God even listen? If he does listen, does he even care? These emotions can take us rather quickly to a place of anger. Why won't you listen to me, God? Don't you love me? Don't I deserve better than this? I deserve better from you. Deserve better. Deserve. What do we really deserve? What claim can a sinful person make on a righteous God? We daily sin against him. We live for ourselves and ignore him and his word. What we really deserve from God is nothing but problems, earthly punishments, eternal punishments. No, we don't deserve to be heard. We can only hope that God would treat us as we do not deserve, that God would be gracious to us and hear us. But even then, even if we hope he will be gracious, how can we ever be sure whether or not he is? How can we ever be sure if God does graciously hear us? The altar of incense was God's assurance to the Israelites, his promise that he would graciously hear their prayers. As the incense rose from the altar, so would God graciously receive their prayers as if they were sweet-smelling incense, wafting up to him with a pleasing aroma. The altar of incense was the second great focal point of the tabernacle. Outside the tent of meeting in the courtyard, the altar of burnt offering was the focal point. But inside the tent, inside the holy place, the altar of incense was the focal point. The altar of incense stood right in front of the curtain of the holiest of holies. Architecturally, you might say the altar of incense was right under God's nose. It's as if all of Israel's prayers, all the people's prayers, were gathered to that altar and there ascended to God like sweet-smelling incense. The incense that they used was incense specific only to the tabernacle. The smell could be associated with nothing else. To smell that incense was to smell the presence of God. That incense was burnt on the altar of incense by the priests 2 times a day, morning and evening. The incense rose before God as the priests prayed, making intercession for all the people. In fact, this morning and evening service of prayer and incense is the origin of the service of Vespers that we're using tonight. Matins and Vespers are the church's version of this very same morning and evening prayer service. What we do is connected all the way back to the tabernacle. Every day, the people of Israel could go about their lives and business, their vocations, certain that God was graciously hearing their prayers, because every day the priest was in the tabernacle doing 2 things for them. By splashing blood on the altar of burnt offering, he had made atonement for their sins. And by burning incense on the altar of incense, he made intercession for them and secured God's acceptance of their prayers. What wonderful comfort God gave his people that every day he would forgive them, that every day he would graciously hear their prayers, just as if their prayers were sweet-smelling incense rising up to his nostrils. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the psalmist will pray, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. These very same words we take into our own mouth, we heard them said just a moment ago. They are as true for the Old Testament people of God as they are for us. We pray that God would also let our prayers rise to him as incense. Why ask God to let our prayers rise as if they were incense? Well, let's be honest. Sometimes our prayers aren't much like incense at all. Sometimes our prayers are a bit lacking, to say the least. And sometimes our prayers just plain stink. In fact, most of us would probably express dissatisfaction with our prayer life. St. Paul says we don't know how to pray as we ought. St. James, the meaner apostle, says, you don't have because you don't ask. You ask, but you don't receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Ouch. But ouch, only because the truth hurts. Often our prayers are little more than the latest laundry list we have for God, so that we can get our needs met and move on, leaving our God and Father behind us in the dust. Truth be told, even the most eloquent, theologically profound prayer is still prayed with the wretched breath and unclean lips that belong to a sinner. We are an unclean people, soiled with the sewage of our sinful life and self-centered egos. Do we deserve to be heard by God? Certainly not. We can hope that he would be gracious and hear us, but how can we ever know if he does? The people of old had the altar of incense, but you, dear Christian, have something far greater. You have Christ. You have the very Son of God himself. Christ is your altar of incense, your assurance, your promise from God, that God will indeed graciously hear your prayers. For all your prayers are prayed in and through Christ. In those simple words that we heard Jesus give, our Father, all our prayers are tied into the one prayer of the Father's Son, Jesus Christ. All our prayers are prayed in and through Christ, and Christ is seated, as it were, right under God's nose. On account of Christ, your prayers daily rise before God as a sweet-smelling incense. Of this unimaginable, unbelievable, heavenly reality, the book of Revelation says, the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God. Humble prayers and eloquent prayers, one-word prayers and lengthy prayers, written prayers and spontaneous prayers, heartfelt prayers, and even prayers where your lips are moving and your mind is somewhere else. The prayers of the saints rise with the smoke of the incense. All your prayers, every last prayer you pray, ascends with the incense smoke of Christ's own righteousness and is thereby made sweet-smelling and acceptable to our God. Holy smokes, that's good news. The stench of our sins never reaches God's nostrils. Our prayers are sweet-smelling to God, not because we are such good prayers, but because of our altar of incense, Jesus Christ. The scriptures plainly tell us that Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. What does this mean? It means that the cross of Jesus is the fulfillment of both altars of the tabernacle. The bloody sacrifices of the burnt offering, of the altar of burnt offering, and the smoke rising from the altar of incense, both direct us to the cross of Jesus, where he offers himself up to God on our behalf as a fragrant offering and sacrifice. We are also pointed by these two altars even beyond the cross of Jesus, to heaven itself, where Christ now stands in his resurrected body, making daily intercession for us. The scriptures say Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Every day as you go about your life, your many vocations, whether you're in the classroom or the office, the freeway or the grocery store or your home, every day, and wherever you are, you can be certain that God graciously hears your prayers. Because every day, the Lord Jesus stands before the throne of God. He, the atonement for all your sins. He, the one who prays and intercedes on your behalf. In the Old Testament tabernacle and later in the temple, incense was used in God's house every single day. In the Christian church, from ancient days to the very present, incense continues to be used. This use of incense is based on many of the things that you've heard tonight. In light of the profound and rich theology that swirls around incense, it would be good for us to discuss the use of incense in more of our church services here at Faith. But for now, in a figurative way, let the tabernacle's altar of incense lead you by your nose to Christ and to God's promise that he does indeed hear all your prayers. In the name of Jesus, amen.